This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service, and by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
What did Zachary Richache accomplish? We're going to tell you in 15 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's talk some Braves because they're back in action tonight. Grant, what are you expecting with the return of Spencer Strider tonight?
Yeah, hopefully more of what we saw in that first start back. I think that in some ways you kind of want to temper your expectations, and in other ways it's Spencer Strider. He's one of the most competitive pitchers in baseball, and you kind of just want to see what he's able to do. But clearly a setback to have to sit around for a month and wait to make that second start. But I think there's still a high degree of anticipation around it, obviously, and a lot of time left this season for Spencer Strider to do some important things for this club. So really just taking another step in that direction.
I know as guys evolve and they get injured and they have to maybe change the approach, do you feel, and I know I asked you this before that you had the injury out there in the outfield, but do you think he'll continue to work on that third pitch and maybe even the fourth pitch in his career?
Well, he was working on those in his sim game that he threw on the big field at Truist Park a week or two ago, and that's going to be part of the arsenal. I mean, he's a fastball slider guy, but he's going to throw curveballs and changeups. That's all part of evolving as a pitcher, to your point. And, yeah, I think that he's going to look for ways to incorporate those pitches more, not get away from what makes him so good, and certainly not start throwing other pitches 50% of the time or anything like that, but figuring out what sequences might make him more effective as he does get a little bit older and a little bit more experienced, a little bit wiser perhaps. And I think that that's something Spencer Strider is very serious about, is not just staying the same, but I mean, he said himself, I mean, it's pretty much a quote from him, find a way to get 1% better. So adding some other pitches that give hitters more to think about, that certainly would fall in that category of getting better.
We're talking with Grant McCauley, guys. Braves Insider covers the Braves for us in Major League Baseball. Braves back at it tonight. It feels like that everything that we thought this team would be is all of a sudden coming into focus, right? Strider's back. Acuna, and that's my question, is he's on his way back. I heard AA today on the Steakhouse, Grant, and, you know, he's still not giving us a definitive date. Give me your best guess scenario.
Yeah, I really feel like we're in that week lead up. I mean, could he theoretically be back this weekend against the Padres? I guess, but it didn't sound like Alex Anthopoulos was anywhere close to committing to that. But if we're starting to look at next week and he's gotten five or more games under his belt, he's playing back-to-back days in the outfield, which, by the way, he does have to get to a point where he plays nine full innings in the outfield. He's not there yet. I think the next step is seven, would lead me to believe maybe the next one's eight, or maybe at that point they're ready to push him to nine, but there is still going to be some days off in this to manage his overall workload. And then the biggest thing of all of these things is, how does Ronald's body respond to the everyday playing in the outfield? Once they're able to really answer that question with some certainty and feel good about it, yeah, I mean, I can look at the numbers and tell you at the plate, that's very exciting. It's what the Braves are waiting for and anticipating at the top of their lineup. But he's not down there to figure out how to hit again. He's down there so that they can get him the necessary reps so that his body is ready for what is ahead over the next 115 or so games.
Right. So do you just feel there's just going to be some give up on the defense? Or just won't be as dynamic as he was even a year or two ago?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, as far as, you know, who Ronald is and how Ronald plays, defensively speaking, he has never been like the standout of standouts. He can make some great plays. There's other plays you look at and you kind of wonder, all right, well, what happened there? But he's got an arm that can make up for some of those. But I'm not really expecting him to come back and win a gold glove. And I think that most people who are kind of honest with assessing him would say that of all the areas of his game that are the most dynamic, his defense is not really at the top of that list, but is he going to be a serviceable right fielder in Major League Baseball? Absolutely.
All right. As we talk about this lineup, Mike and I have had a spirited conversation about, you know, this lineup and how do you improve it? I mean, obviously Acuña coming back is one thing. How do you feel about the lineup? Would you do anything differently? And specifically, should Drake Baldwin play more?
Yeah, I think that right now you're in that place. And I talked about this on From the Diamond at great length. And if you missed that, you can find it on the Odyssey app. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. I mean, I spent more time than I really had planned on trying to dissect and parse through the advantages of being in the position that the Braves are in. I know a lot of people are looking at it and thinking, well, do we really need both of them? You know, the answer to that question might be no. But it could be yes, and the Braves have found out the latter of those the hard way more than once, including last year and no more notable time than in 2021 when they lost Travis d'Arnaud for 3 or 4 months and had what amounted to an open tryout, just a carousel of veteran catchers that they were trying to throw at that problem. And that's where I feel like, you know, even though you've got one guy under a multi-year contract that is coming off a bad year, and look, I said this on my show, I'm From the Diamond, and I'll say it here. Sean Murphy had a bad year last year. Sean Murphy is still a very good player. Both things can be true. And I think as you look at an 850 OPS player in Sean Murphy, who's got 8 home runs and has done some good things at the plate this year and some great things behind the plate and leading the staff, I feel like maybe based on last year, we're still feeling some of the residual effects of just wondering, well, is this guy really that good? I think the answer is still yes. I still think Sean Murphy's a top 3, 4, 5 catcher at worst in Major League Baseball. And with Drake Baldwin, I think you owe it to yourself if you're Brian Snitker or Alex Anthopoulos, whoever's going to, you know, overall try to make the best decisions for this club, find ways to get him in the lineup. And maybe it's as simple as riding the hot hand. If Drake's hitting better right now, finding those 2-3 extra starts maybe in a week that really should go to him rather than Sean Murphy. But knowing that that pendulum can swing right back the other way, because as we've talked about, this first time through the lineup, not to be a wet blanket on this, but he can look great, and then the league is going to get more tape and more, you know, scouting, and they're going to start to approach him differently. And once they do that to Drake Baldwin, where are his adjustments to the league's adjustments going to be, and how fast can he make them? And then I think we're going to find a truer representation over the bigger body of work of what exactly this kid can be. But the answer to the question, I believe, is ultimately he's a very special player,
yes, right.
And you've just got to figure out as best you can who needs to get the time behind the plate, because I don't think you're sitting Marcell Ozuna down for either one of them.
Right. And again, I probably need to walk back calling him a bum, Grant, because when I...
I would do that.
Because my thing is always the clutch. I was arguing with some Braves fan. He's talking about exit velocity, and I'm talking about clutch. We were arguing about Matt Olson, who's horrible with runners in scoring position, by the way, this year. But this guy isn't. Sean Murphy actually bats 500 with the bases loaded this year, 280 with runners in scoring position. So I've got to back off the bum thing, but I do love the idea of Drake Baldwin just getting more and more bats. I just hate the lefty-righty platoon thing because it just smacks of the old days of Bobby Cox, which for me just takes me back to Ajita land.
Well, the interesting thing about that, though, Mike, is if you really look at it and a lefty-righty platoon, who should get more of the at-bats?
It would be Drake, wouldn't it?
That would be the strong side of the platoon, right? Because you're going to see more right-handed pitchers than left-handed starters. So there is that. There's some pinch hitting. And I know that over the weekend when Sean Murphy pinch hit for Drake Baldwin, that definitely had some people in their feelings. And, hey, when Drake Baldwin didn't pinch hit the night for Stuart Fairchild, not even the first, not even the second time, but I was looking at it the first time in like the seventh inning. You know, why wasn't the Drake Baldwin lever pulled at that point? But, you know, there's just going to be a balancing act of trying to figure out the best ways to manage through, you know, who's going to get this playing time, who gets certain at-bats and opportunities and matchups. And it's a good problem to have. It's a first world problem, but nonetheless, you can't play both of them at the same time on the same day unless you really make some wholesale changes somewhere else. So I've heard all kinds of theories, you know, crowdsourced on online, on social media, which is always a great place to go for the answers to everything, or in other places around town that, oh, well, maybe Matt Olson should take a seat, Drake Baldwin should just play first base, or you just take him in left field and hope it works. I don't think the Braves are anywhere close to considering those kind of options, especially the Matt Olson option. That just makes no sense
at
all.
But Dale Murphy was a catcher, Carl.
He was.
And a first baseman.
Here's the thing that you said, though, that should stay in people's minds. He's a special player. And if we have another special player coming, we've already seen what that looks like with Acuna and you know, others. Money Mike, when he got up. Then you find more time for those guys. And to me, that's where I'm at with this, Grant. I agree with you on everything you're saying, but that part of it is when you're evaluating him and this front office is going, what is he? He's special. Okay, well, then we got to find more time. Let me ask you about the pitcher we're facing tonight because he's not been good. Mitchell Parker, past four starts, 0-2, 9.68 ERA. I feel good about us getting on top of this guy and maybe Strider having a good night.
Yeah, you know, I think the phrase I used to use was, can you continue the miseries of this guy? Because the Braves would very much like to. I think they touched him up for four runs in, what, four and two-thirds innings when they faced the Washington Nationals at Truist Park. So they seem to have gotten a good look at him before. He is a decent arm, and the Nationals, I think, are a sneaky competitive team. They've got some nice players and pieces, and they're on the rise, but the finishing touches certainly haven't been put on yet. I still think they've got to develop some of their younger guys. You know, James Wood is a very good one to look at for starters that I think is going to garner a lot of attention this year. But they've got to do a little bit more, get a little bit more. The Mackenzie Gores and that trade for Juan Soto in general, I think, has definitely paid off for them. C.J. Abrams looks like a real player, you know, a franchise cornerstone perhaps for them. But there's still some work to do. So it's a tougher club, a more competitive club than we saw certainly last couple of years. And somehow, some way, they've managed to get Patrick Corbin off of their staff and, you know, not have to carry around his 6 ERA and $19 million salary anymore. But all he's done is go to Texas and pitch much better. So I don't know if he can make heads or tails of that, if it makes any sense at all. But I think the Nationals are heading in the right direction, but they're not there yet.
And Grant, real quick, I know we got a bail, but we were talking about Steak's conversation with Sandra and Alex Anthopoulos today, and he was asking about Raisel Iglesias, who's been, you know, a bit inconsistent. Sometimes it's bad luck. But I got to be honest, I wasn't expecting the GM to say, well, you know, sometimes they get worn out warming up. I mean, are we going to go to pitch counts now in the bullpen?
No, but that is a very real factor that oftentimes we don't see. And I can tell you from just talking to different relievers and different pitchers, like when you have to get up and sit down and get up and sit down two, three times in a game, that's not nothing. It may not be a full appearance for some guys. Others, it might, you know, affect their effectiveness for, you know, a really redundant statement. But I do think it's a factor. And Raisel was used very sparingly early on and then kind of got a bunch of appearances. I don't, and this is to Alex's point, I don't foresee him being this homer prone for the entirety of the season, but he does have to sort something out there because the long ball has been alarming. And that is one of those things you cannot afford at the end of ball games. And really, I talked about this on From the Diamond as well, to bring it to a point. If you can have the last three outs figured out, it makes the other bullpen decisions a little bit easier to reverse engineer. I think that's kind of part of the instability of the bullpen at times.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're trying to figure out, okay, well, who are we saving for the ninth because Rysell is not going to be available, or we're trying to stay away from him. We're trying to give him a mental and physical reset. Long story short, I think it's a work in progress, but I'm not to that point where I'm ready to hit the panic button on Rysell Iglesias either.
Great stuff, Grant. We'll see what they do tonight. Let's keep winning, hopefully, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.